The infrastructure layer, Polars, WebAssembly, and the invisible costs of the browser. Polars 2.0, currently in pre-release, is framing its arrival with language that signals ambition beyond incremental improvement. The team describes the project as having crossed the threshold from fast library to fast platform, a distinction that tells a story about where data tooling is heading. Polars is a Rust-written data frame library positioned as a high-performance alternative to Pandas. The 1X series established it as the preferred choice for developers who needed Pandas-like ergonomics without Pandas-like performance limitations at scale. The 2.0 release hints at query engine changes, enhanced streaming support for datasets exceeding available memory, and an expanded plugin API. That last element is what the Hacker News community is watching most closely. A rich extension ecosystem confers the kind of gravitational pull that made DeepLer central to R's data stack and kept Pandas dominant in Python despite its performance ceiling. Breaking API changes between major versions, a Polars tradition, remain a concern for teams maintaining production pipelines, and the community is asking whether 2.0 stabilizations are complete enough to anchor a durable surface. The browser's main thread received a thorough examination in a piece that quantifies something developers intuitively know but struggle to communicate to non-technical stakeholders. 60 frames per second, the standard target for smooth interface experience, allocates roughly 16 milliseconds per frame for all rendering, JavaScript execution, user input handling, layout, and paint operations. A JavaScript task running for 30 milliseconds drops frames and introduces perceptible lag. The article catalogs the costliest specific operations, large DOM manipulations, synchronous layout queries that force reflow, unoptimized scroll event handlers, and heavy canvas work. Wasmi's technical post on building fast WebAssembly interpreters, documenting a transition from a stack-based to a register-based execution design, is directly relevant to that main thread problem. The team estimates the architectural change yields a 2-3 times performance improvement on compute-heavy workloads. The Hacker News thread on the post surfaced a broader discussion about where WebAssembly sits in 2026. The original pitch of run any language safely in the browser remains valid, but the technology is increasingly deployed outside browsers in serverless edge compute, sandboxed plugin systems, and embedded contexts requiring a scripting layer without full VM. The intuition? Stack machines require more memory operations for pushing and popping intermediate values, while register machines hold those values in CPU registers directly, the same architectural reason modern CPUs favor register designs. If more computation can be offloaded to WebAssembly modules with predictable performance profiles, some main thread pressure is relieved. Overhead, Cloudflare's cache transcoding work built on its open-source Pingora proxy framework rounds out the infrastructure news. The company is recompressing cached content at the edge using Z-standard ZSDD, replacing gzip compression on content as it enters the cache tier. ZSDD offers meaningfully better compression ratios than gzip at comparable decompression speeds, producing smaller cached objects, more effective cache storage utilization, and lower egress costs. Cloudflare's reported headline figure is petabytes of storage savings across its cache infrastructure. The engineering challenge is performing transcoding at CDN scale without introducing latency in the cache writing path. Pingora's async Rust architecture handles transcoding in the background of cache writes without blocking response delivery. The performance gains are invisible to end users and structurally significant for infrastructure operators.